transition. And I can tell you that the potential of digitalization to help the climate action and also to accelerate and enable circular economy is huge. But that potential is not realized. It is estimated that 15 to 20% of total emissions can be reduced, can be avoided with the existing digital technologies between now and 2030 if we use them, design them, and govern them properly. And that's where the biggest issue lies. The potential is there. And we have many examples that I can give if you want, and I can also send them offline, how digitalization can help reducing emissions in buildings, in transport, smart logistics, in energy distribution, energy production and energy distribution, integrating the grids and microgrids. Energy is a huge potential for Internet of Things, for AI, for basically any innovation on ICT, blockchain, and there's a lot happening. In agriculture, precision farming can actually improve the use of chemical products, pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, management of water, but and manufacturing in smart cities. So we have examples with where we measured what would a simple kind of a green digital solution enable. The problem is to scale it and to ensure that this innovation can actually stay in the positive, net positive domain. So what I will do now, for I will introduce a new notion that I would like you to notice and see, especially in the emerging countries, how you already from the beginning think of net impact of digital solutions you're about to deploy. Let us assume you have a precision farming program in Georgia, Uzbekistan, or Turkmenistan. So you will have digitalization that enters an area, agriculture, energy, as I said, transport, construction. And you want to make sure that this innovation has bigger potential in avoided emission, pollution prevention, water management, or circularity enhancement, rather than the negative direct impact of the digitalization, because for all these gadgets to be manufactured and used, there is a energy and material needed, so environmental footprint. But even more importantly, indirect impacts that lead to unsustainable behavior of consumers or unsustainable behavior of the applications, the users of these applications. So in a simple term, any digitalization by default from the beginning is negative because you have to put in place material and energy to recover that footprint and to actually have a net effect positive. That means that you avoid more emissions that you're creating by putting digitalization in place, needs a governance rules and needs a very specific, let's say, framework of usage. For example, precision farming. In precision farming, if you want to deploy sensors, drones, connectivity between the sensors, satellite connectivity, if we're talking about big fields, all this has a footprint to put in place. But then you can really use it smartly to avoid pesticides and herbicides if there is no need for it. You don't need to preventatively spray. You can use drones to do much more efficient spraying. You can prevent things. You can do monitoring of the nitrogen absorption or the humidity of the soil. So you can do many things to avoid use of chemicals, which themselves can be translated to CO2 gains and have bigger gains than the ones that you had to put in place. But here comes the trick. How do you deploy precision farming? You can subsidize farmers to buy gadgets and throw a lot of gadgets on the fields to people that have no skills, no interest to use them, and don't know how to use them, in which case they will not be used properly and they will become e-waste very quickly. Or you can go to the chemical companies and say, can you become service company instead of making money selling tons of pesticides and herbicides and fertilizers? And that's how you make money. Can you become a service company enabled by digitalization and you give fixed amount per hectare service to farmers and you will use the drones and IoTs and 5G and satellite technologies to make sure that you use as little as possible, chemicals, because they are cost to you as a company. So there are ways to implement that can be positive, net positive. You actually get environmental and climate benefits, or you can implement in a way the same idea. You can implement in a way that becomes negative. Same with connected mobility. You can put in a big city fleet of cars that will take care of mobility of people, but if you don't use it properly, then all these good ideas how that will take people and they will not need to own their car. So with a 1/20th of cars, you can do the job much better than everybody owning a car in the city. But there are, again, rebound effects if people use the cars instead of public transport. If they start putting objects in the cars, you can very quickly diverge and you go into negative effects. So in summary, digitalization has a huge potential. It is already demonstrating in a small scale that it can be done. But the hard part is to govern, to design and use those solutions properly. Otherwise, in no time, you are in the negative effects again.